corruption, defending our suspended constitution, demanding the rights of we the people, broadcasting the truth, the puppet media dare not report. Long live liberty and death to the new world order. Prepare yourself. This is the alternative media.
Welcome back to the alternative media. We're going to take phone calls for the rest of the broadcast. 1-800-313-9443. If you'd like to call in, we're going to go to Fred in Michigan, patiently holding. Fred, how you doing tonight, sir?
Well, great, my friend, Ference. It's always great to hear your voice. It's certainly a voice of reason and scholarly aptitude and motivation. And hope for the future. You mentioned the serpent in the first hour. It tweaked my memory of Robert was the first to introduce us on Republic, Robert, on Sunday night. The Holy Serpent of the Jews by Tex Mars. Holy Serpent of the Jews. I intend to acquire that very soon. And previous to that, I read a report in Texas newsletter a couple years ago by a prominent Talmudic rabbi entitled The Serpent Within the Serpent. And the thrust of this report by this Talmudic rabbi, undoubtedly a Shabbat Lubavitch rabbi, and people like Blue and others who have never done this need to see with their own eyes the president clinically attached physically to the Washington, D.C. based Shabbat Lubavitch chieftain rabbi Levi Semtov. Photographed. The only way, Farron, that they could be closer to each other is if they were in bed with each other, on top of each other, okay? But they're standing up, okay? And, okay, so this Rabbi Levi Semtov, Shabbat Lubavitch, kingpin in D.C., and Henry Macau, M-A-K-O-W, Michael, Andy, Kevin, O-W, he's the antithesis to Rachel Maddow. Rachel Maddow. The jury is still out on whether Rachel Maddow is a transgender or whatever. But Henry Macau does this report. I think it was May of last year, May or June, about Shabbat Lubavitch. Is Shabbat Lubavitch a racial, criminal, satanic, religious organization? Everyone needs to read that. Because, you see, there's this expression, love of money is the root of all evil, right, Fern? So it finally smacked me one day. Well, okay, maybe that is sourced from the lovers of money. And then I read in Hitchcock's Synagogue of Satan, some prominent Jewish author, Werner Sombart, 1911, The Jews in Modern Capitalism. The Jews in Modern Capitalism. So this guy Sombart, in this brief excerpt, identifies that Talmudic Jews are instructed early in life to seek their raison d'etre in the art and science of money creation and credits and money lending. That's the raison d'etre. Others would argue that communitarianism is all-encompassing, and there are historic accounts of that, Farron, such as you may remember these names, Aaron Sultz, Yakov Rapoport, Lazar Kogan, Matvit Berman, Genrich, Yagoda, Naphtali, Frankel. These are all Talmudic Jews that were ID'd by Alexander Solzhenitsyn in the Gulag Archipelago, Volume 2, page 79. He was awarded in 1970 the Nobel Peace Prize for Literature. Okay, these names, all Talmudic Jews, they're the architects and conductors of the murders of 66 million Goyim, Gentile, non-Jews. 66 million. And so there is an account in a prominent publication, The American Hebrew, September 10, 1920. American Hebrew newspaper, 1920. The Bolshevik Revolution was the work of Talmudic Jewish brains, Talmudic Jewish dissatisfaction, Talmudic Jewish planning, whose goal is to create a Talmudic Jewish New World Order. What was performed in so excellent a way in Russia, thanks to Talmudic Jewish brains, Talmudic Jewish dissatisfaction, Talmudic Jewish planning, shall also, through the same Talmudic Jewish mental and physical forces, become a reality all over the world. Isn't that what we're witnessing now? And where are all these truths taught? How about synagogues? The Talmud is the rabbi's holy high book. It's known as the Jewish Book of Wisdom, according to Marianne Williamson on Coast to Coast AM about 3 months ago. The Jewish Book of Wisdom. Now, Farron, there's an author that would be an excellent guest for you. He authored a book. He might even be from North Carolina. The Evolution Delusion. The Evolution Delusion. Guy by the name of Kirk Wood, like Captain Kirk with Wood. Kirk Wood. Now, he was interviewed by George Norrie about 8 weeks ago, I guess. And this guy, Mark, from Las Vegas, calls in and describes himself as a militant Talmudic Jewish scientist, and also described himself as one of the chosen people. And he said emphatically, adamantly, that we and only we, the chosen people, are endowed with perfect gift of knowledge and wisdom to comprehend, to ascertain and comprehend all knowledge that is valid, truthful. So he called in. They gave him 7 minutes before the bottom of the hour break, and then another 7 to 8 minutes after that break to vociferously attack just unconscionably attacking this guy for daring to prove from a Christian perspective that the theory of evolution or Swiss cheese or pigs flying, take your pick, because that's what it is, programmed into the American mindset like it was, absolute fact. Okay? So what we have to do is look at having a major impact, and the monetary system is really where it's at. And there is a fellow also you could interview from Delaware. These are the masters of this realm of knowledge. In to the extent, Farron, you see, none of us, whether student loan, car loan, mortgage, when we signed a promissory note on that miniature dot matrix that's disguised, Paul Harvey would say, sign on the dotted line. I got curious with my magnifier, abracadabra, miniature dot matrix. The words authorized signature or original document. And according to the Uniform Commercial Code, what that all means, Elfie, is we are assigning our autograph as an authorized signature on that promissory note, which makes it the currency that funds the loan. The evidentiary proof is that promissory note is deposited in a new account bearing the corporate person's name, all caps, and then that organization converts it into a registered security asset they sell for profit, and they get summarily endowed with FRNs. So this expression, creating money out of thin air, everyone who has ever had a loan has done it themselves with their autograph on that invisible miniature dot signature line. And so all anyone ever needs to do is do what Alan Greenspan told Leslie Stahl in 60 Minutes back in 07. It is our responsibility, he said, to validate the presumed valid contract being the mortgage. That's just how you show me the promissory note, the original promissory note with my authorized signature. Guess what, Farron? Kobe Bryant proved in L.A. recently, within the last couple of years, when he said to a judge, I don't know if it was a bench trial or what, he said, well, you know what, judge, that's not my authorized signature. Whatever document you've got is not my authorized signature. It's a fraudulent document. It's not my authorized signature. End of story. They have to present evidentiary proof that it is authorized, and that would be an expressed written, like a affidavit that, oh, yeah, I'm granting my informed consent authorization to be defrauded, extorted, based on full disclosure of all these provisions that, yeah, here's what's going to happen. I'm going to create a promissory note. It's going to fund my own loan. I'm creating the currency that funds my own loan, because you're depositing my promissory note that I created with my autograph as an authorized signature per the UCC. It's right there in the Uniform Commercial Code. I have the report. And they deposit it in a new account as a cash deposit, Farron. This is how we use the Talmud against the likes of Mark in Las Vegas and Hank Paulson, who threatened us in October 08 with riots, martial law, economic meltdown, if his Wall Street Talmudic bankster gangsters were not bailed out. Same thing with Generous Motors. What did they do? They opened up brand new facilities in Mexico and Uzbekistan and wherever else, and then they want to sell their crap over here? No, that's got to end. And we take it to them at the local level via the monetary system. We terminate, like JFK was in the process of doing, FRNs. We take them out of circulation just like they did the silver dollars. LBJ did that. Well, hey, we're going to put the silver dollars back in circulation. Forget about Bitcoin and OneCoin. We want silver dollars, okay? And we want, at the very least, U.S. Treasury notes that we own, okay? That's what Gaddafi was doing. That's what Hussein, Saddam was doing. That's what Syria and Iran have been doing. What do you think?
Well, I know. As soon as you see any of these leaders in these other countries start bucking the Federal Reserve banking system or the dollar, then regime change is in order. Actually, we were having in the Fed protests here in this area, and there was a gentleman that was pushing the Liberty dollar, and I wish I'd have kept up with this a little more, because he had shops in Asheville. He was doing well with this, and they arrested him. They confiscated. It was silver. He had a silver currency that he was promoting in his area. And I lost track of what happened. It was, I couldn't get any information on where he was or what had happened, but they arrested him, confiscated all of his stuff. And you fully understand how fractional reserve banking works, and I have a pretty good idea on it too. I have found that to be, when you tell people that, if you deposit $10,000 in the bank then can create nine times that. Some say 10. It doesn't matter. They can create all of this currency out of thin air, justified by your deposit. And people don't tend to, they don't think, you know, they don't want to believe that that's the way the system works. But, you know, until the people of this country address the destructive power and the monopoly of the Federal Reserve Bank, we're never going, it doesn't really matter what party's in or whatever. Until that is addressed, we are going to continue to be the debt slaves in this ridiculous, absurd fiat currency system. I'll give you the last word.
Go ahead. You're right, Aaron. You're absolutely right. And by the way, the 1965 Coinage Act, didn't know this, Ron Paul was featured in, this guy would make an excellent interview for you, Newswatch magazine, David J. Smith. He's a transplant from Missouri to Waxahachie, Texas. I used to hear him on WWL out of New Orleans prior to the big hurricane that hit in 05. Well, he has that publication, November, and I think July 2012, they get into all of this, and they cite, like, there was like several million dollars of Berkshires over in Massachusetts area. Right here in Michigan, they cited news accounts of people in Michigan creating their own local currencies. And according to David J. Smith, Newswatch magazine, and the 1965 Coinage Act, we can do this. Only our interactions with government do we have to use FRNs. We don't have to use FRNs for anything else. So our own private transactions, we can go to a store based on that present day value of a silver dollar. So I could go into a grocery store. Okay, so I owe $20. Well, here's a $20 silver dollar. That's the current value. Here you are. Thank you very much. If we started doing that, I'm pretty sure the fellow that used to be on RBN Sunday mornings, out of Ohio, he did a book, Lawful Money, what was it, Legal Plunder versus Lawful Money, Bruce McCarthy, right? That's a book I wish I had, along with Ron McDonald's book, of course. I mean, we got to do it, Farron. This is the blueprint. The 1965 Coinage Act of the U.S. government backs us up, man. That's right in the U.S. Treasury.
I'll look at that, Fred. I'm not that well versed in the 1965 Coinage Act, and I'd like to. Brian may know what happened to, we called him Liberty Man. He was at all these protests around here, and he was selling silver dollars and promoting, you know, barter and trade and the use of it. And he had it going on in Asheville. I mean, he had a long list of shops that was working with him, and he was arrested and they confiscated everything. But hey, thank you so much. Very interesting phone call as always. I appreciate the phone call. And you know, operating outside the system, voting with your dollars, boycotting, and you know, any way we can to pour sand into the machine, we need to do every type. I know it's hard. It's hard for me in certain situations, you know, but we have to pour sand into the gears of this machine every possible way. Hey, thank you so much, Fred. We're going to go to Tony in West Virginia. Tony, you've been patiently holding. How you doing tonight?
Hey, I'm doing fine, Fern. Good to hear you every week. You run a fine show. And I got to tell you, tonight, your show is just dripping with golden nuggets. I would even say platinum. Three of the things that you mentioned I want to make a quick note of. You talked about CBS using all kinds of twisted language to make Trump sound like he's, you know, crawling in the mud on his knees and crying.
Hold on, stop for me, Tony. We're coming up on the break. We'll talk about it on the other. And I think I've got that clip we'll play later that Blue suggested. 1-800-313-9443. Back in moments.
We'll Extendivite is more than just a heart tonic. Most basic diseases are caused by yeast in the gut and metals in the liver, and we all have a bit of both. The garlic in Extendivite has a yeast-killing effect in the gut while also helping the sulfur enzyme in the liver get rid of the metals. Extendivite just may improve your overall health. Products like Extendivite are the only way we are going to get our society healthy. And if you're waiting for the government and pharmaceutical care to solve your health problems, you're going to have a long, disappointing wait, I think. Extendivite is a complete formula for extended life in the new millennium. 80 can be the new 60. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a two-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
We are the American Freedom Party. This is the most urgent time in the history of Western civilization. In the year 1900, white people of European descent comprised 35% of the world population. Today it is less than 9% and falling fast. Europe is being overrun with Middle Eastern immigrants, and America's founding stock is rapidly being replaced with third world peoples from around the globe. For the last 50 years, every influential institution in this nation, our schools and universities, our media, our churches and our employers, have promoted policies and principles that teach whites to be ashamed of their great heritage and birthright. We, who in the 1950s, the 1960s, and 1970s were the world's dominant force, are now so afraid of being called racist that we were quailing towards irrelevance and extinction. Join the American Freedom Party today. Reach us at theamericanfreedomparty.us or call us at 701-317-5317. Paid for by the American Freedom Party.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds, up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magful clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AirOutfitting.com.
We're back on the Alternative Media Fair and in the studio taking your phone calls for the rest of the broadcast. 1-800-313-9443. We're going to go back to Tony in West Virginia. You were talking about the CBS News cast. Go ahead, sir.
Yeah, it's Tony in Richmond, Virginia.
Oh, okay.
Richmond, Virginia.
All right.
Anyway, they do a real evil job. And the fact that there's so many other news sources, you can easily find out that they're either twisting the words or dropping out facts or whatever they can to colorize Trump as a loser and soon to be fallen, you know, from any public support. But the truth of the fact is Trump is doing fine. Another thing that you mentioned, you were talking about why can't black people and all the opportunities out here take advantage of. Well, many do. I've worked with some of these people, professionals, decent people, have beautiful homes, beautiful children, college degrees, all kinds of. But those people don't get the news. The ones that get the news are these loud, nasty, I call them, if they call us white trash, I call them black garbage. Beyonce on there talk about all her Black Panther people friends. And the third thing was this lady that was on here a little while ago said they can't talk. What, 400 years they've been on this continent and can't speak the English, can't even copy television, radio, and everything else, people that they talk to at stores, and understand and speak English, you know, the way Americans do. And I got a lot of country friends. We live out in kind of a rural area here. We got all kinds of accents and stuff. But we still speak the words, right? We say ask, not ass or axe. And what the hell's going on with these folks? So all I got to say is show is fantastic, and I want you to keep on going for a long, long time.
Well, thank you, Tony. Let me talk to you about that just a little bit, because, one, I fully agree, and I do understand, and I know black people that's done well, and I know some really great black people. So I kind of was referring, I guess, overall, why a disproportionate number, you know, don't try to take advantage of you know, what's available to them to be a productive member of society. I mean, here where I live, you really rarely see a young black man working anywhere. I'm talking about, like, you know, convenience stores or fast food or wherever, Lowe's, Walmart, wherever the places you go, you just don't see it much. And I think, you know, they have successfully succumbed to the media, the music, the thug mentality. So many of them, too many of them. And then we see that play out in society. They seem to be, on a large scale, very easily manipulated by the media and the herd mentality. And I know from having a store in the area, you could have black people come in to do business and they would act just fine. I mean, really, no problem. But if they came in a group, young black men, maybe 4, 5, 6, 8 of them, they would act completely different than they did when, you know, then it was the thug kind of lifestyle, the tough guy or whatever, you know. I just don't know if we'll ever be able to bridge the gap and all get along in this country. It just seems like we're becoming more and more fractured, more and more, and this is being done by design. It's obvious these master manipulators are bringing this about, and just like what Blue said, I do believe that they misreported that in Milwaukee, which caused the riots. And there's been some other shootings in Milwaukee that there was a total media blackout. In fact, we're seeing the manipulation of the media more and more openly, and I think it's helping people to connect the dots. The Trump phenomenon is helping people to connect the dots, because what you were discussing in the beginning about the manipulation of the media on CBS to demonize Trump, regular people that don't listen to, you know, maybe RBN and have tried to believe in the system, they are seeing through this deceit now. They're seeing through it, and that is good news for us. Hey, thank you so much for the phone call, Tony. You want to respond on the other side of the break?
Yes, sir, I sure would.
All right, hang on. We'll be back in moments. You're listening to The Alternative Media with Farron, joined by Tony in Richmond, Virginia. Back in moments.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Hi, my name is Chris. Since the 1970s, I have been actively making products available that support good health. What makes my juices flow is helping mankind get healthy. Today, I'm going to tell you about a product that will help your juices to flow. I am excited to recommend Dr. Miller's Holy Tea to you. Even if we are eating a clean diet, these impurities are entering our bodies. Holy Tea moves these poisons that are creating havoc with our health out of our bowels. It works on the whole digestive system. The 5 tasty herbs are combined to provide an amazing detoxifying and healing tea that will rid your body of the pollutants and soothe your digestive tract, and in some cases, help you lose weight. It is critical for our health to move all of the environmental toxins from our bodies. The Holy Tea can do that. As a hydrocholine therapist, remember, with every BM, you're supporting RBN. www.holytea.org. 800-326-2000. 2001.
You, your husband, your wife, your children, we all need food. And with dozens of food storage companies buying up airtime all over radio, it's hard for you to know which company you can actually trust. Hey folks, John Stettmiller here. We at RBN understand, which is why I personally searched out a storable food company and one with similar core values to us here at RBN and of course you, the listener. Well, I found such a company. I'd like to introduce you to Numana Food Storage. Numana Food Storage, highly nutritious, GMO-free, contains no aspartame, no high fructose corn syrup, has no chemical preservatives or soy, and Numana Food Storage has a 25-year shelf life. To back up my claims, we've made Numana Food Storage the exclusive food sponsor of RBN. Call 888-597-0775, 888-597-0775. Order online at NumanaRepublic.com. That's NumanaRepublic.com. Food storage you'll love to eat.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutraMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutrition meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutraMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com. NutraMedical.com for the whole family.
Would odors, mold, and mildew describe your basement or crawl space? It doesn't have to be that way. Transform them into a fresh, healthy, usable one with the technologically advanced Wave Moisture Control Units. The computerized operation maximizes moisture control and also expels harmful radon, combustion gases, and numerous other pollutants. Dehumidifiers are old technology that do nothing for air quality and waste energy. Wave units are intelligent, self-monitoring, do not need maintenance, and will save you hundreds in electricity. Wave units are still running effectively over 15 years. They've been tested and installed in public and military housing and by property managers nationwide. Buy a unit now, and if your home is not fresher and drier, you can return it for a full refund for up to 12 months. What have you got to lose? Call now. 1-888-618-WAVE. 1-888-618-WAVE. Or visit mydryhome.com. That's mydryhome.com.
Wave Home Solutions for a healthy, comfortable home.
Hey, Tony, are you still with me?
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir. I'm here.
All right, I want you to hang on for me. I want to play. We're going to play this clip, and then we'll respond to it. We got Robert in Missouri holding on. And I wanted to mention, I've had a couple of emails, people wanting to know where I was reading from in the first hour when I was talking about what Luciferians really believe. You got to use D. I think that's the problem. DForbiddenReligion.com. DForbiddenReligion.com. Go ahead and play that clip, and then we'll let Tony respond to it.
You know what encourages this? The growth of the welfare state. These are underclass behaviors. 70% of the kids born in Milwaukee, at least for the last decade or so, are born without an engaged, you know, father in their life. So I look at the progressive policies that have marginalized black dads. They pushed them to the side, said, you're not needed. Uncle Sam is going to be the dad. He's going to provide for the kids. He's going to feed the kids, so on and so forth. But Uncle Sam's been a horrible father. Uncle Sam does not love these kids. Might keep a little food in their mouth, and that is about it. But we all know the importance of an intact family, what it can do to shape the behavior of kids. And when you have the situation like we have here in Milwaukee, it's in Chicago, it's in Baltimore, it's in New York and some other areas. This has been a total collapse, a disaster. These progressive policies have hit the black community like a nuclear blast. And until we reverse this government dependency, that's what creates all of this, and it encourages it, by the way, along with some questionable lifestyle choices. But until the black community does a self-evaluation, and until they begin to self-criticize about some of the lifestyle choices they're making, this stuff's going to continue to fester, and it's going to continue.
You've said a lot, Sheriff. And where does that come from, though? I mean, we've talked about this, but where does the change, where does the catalyst come from for anything like that to start to take place?
Well, it has to start from within, okay? Until there's an adaptive change, meaning a change in the behavior of the individual, that's why I ask for a self-evaluation, a self-inventory, to not be afraid to self-criticize, you know, look and say, hey, I've done some stupid stuff in my life, you know, this is, but now I have an obligation, I have all these kids, I have them from different fathers, but, and the fathers to say, hey, look, I had these kids, I have to re-engage. It has to start there, and then, of course, there's some other things going on with community support, that can help as well. But this is total government dependency, and it has been disastrous for the black community. Until we push back against this progressive ideology, this dangerous ideology that has been very destructive on the black community, until we push back, and that's what I'm trying to do. It's job one right now in terms of messaging. Until we push back, this thing's only going to get worse.
Okay, that was Sheriff Clark. I wanted to get your thoughts, Tony.
Oh, I'm 100%. I think Sheriff Clark is a fantastic man. I wouldn't care if he was purple with pink spots all over him. The man speaks from his brain. And every point that he made is what I was going to shore that up with. As long as people live in government projects and go to government schools and are, you know, just drowning in ignorance, and they keep voting for Democrats. I don't understand. Hillary Clinton stood right on her election platform there and said that her hero was Margaret Sanger. Well, Margaret Sanger was the woman that started all these abortion clinics so she could get rid of all the N-words. And they all applauded her for saying that Hillary Clinton said that Margaret Sanger was her hero. I'm like, are you stupid? Yes. They have a cultural stupidity that will not let them get out of the ghetto because they keep pushing themselves down. But some smart families, even though they're dead poor and don't have a rag to throw out the window, make sure their kids say their prayers and read their letters and get out of high school, graduate from college, and they get away from that crap. I'm 70 years old, or nearly 70 years old, and I've watched all of the races live in peace at some point. You know, we got past old stuff, and even then, I saw rolls from my mother's house go across the tracks, you know, help out some poor black family that didn't have, or the men would hunt and shoot a deer, and they'd cut up the meat and make sure that a certain portion went to Mr. Johnson over there, who was a World War II veteran or something. People had some caring. But this new bunch of black garbage that's out here now talking about they want to kill whitey and hunt down white people. What's that guy, Farrakhan, the black Muslim up there talking about we're going to kill white babies? I mean, these people are crazy. White people aren't supposed to just sit on the sidelines and let these people get away with that stuff. I mean, for God's sakes, we made a big effort to turn things around, and I think we've done it. We were living in peace for a while till that crowd got in, and now everybody's got their, and I blame that damn, what's his name, Obama up in the White House. He is a nasty nuisance. And they need to get him out of there just as fast as they can. I don't think we can wait till January 20th. How about that, Fern?
Well, you make some good points. We've got a lot of problems with our white youth as well. Unfortunately, I can't believe here in this area of North Carolina that drugs. I mean, they're coming out. I'm seeing stuff on the news now, drugs, you know, I've never even heard of. And I wanted to make mention of this real quick, and then we'll move on to some other callers. But I wanted to make mention of this. I'm getting some TV channels I never got before. So they had a show on the other night. It was on the Escape Channel, and it's called Greed. And it was about a Jew that was, this guy was just scheming the banks. He was getting loans on property he didn't own. Everybody trusted him in the neighborhood. And so he was getting loans from Jewish bank, you know, Jewish run banks that trusted him. And he built up a $400 million completely fraudulent scheme. Well, they finally arrested him. And he kited a $25 million check, you know, out of thin air, got the bank to deposit. All right, so he gets arrested for this big fraudulent scheme. Well, he tells the prosecutors, hey, I can give you evidence on a huge international money laundering scheme for a reduced sentence. Now, I'm going to make this really quick for the sake of time. So he starts working for the prosecution, and the whole international money laundering scheme was rabbis. And they arrested so many rabbis, they had a busload of rabbis because this guy, and you know, all of them were Jewish. All right, then he told them, he said, I can expose a organ trafficking organization that he had knew about. And he exposed this international organs for money, and it was all Jewish. I couldn't believe it. Me and Laura just, you know, we just was shocked this was on TV. International organ trafficking. He exposed that. Then he said, I can expose bribery in the Jewish community as far as our politicians. And he done some of that too. And all of these crimes that these people did, they only got like a year, year and a half. Nobody got, you know, 10 years or 20 years like you'd expect for these type of crimes. But in the end, they never told what they ultimately done with this gentleman that had, I think they really gave him a slap on the wrist, a $400 million that he had defrauded local banks. And it was the first time I had ever seen on TV that much of a Jewish criminal cabal or crime syndicate, however you want to, a mafia, exposed on TV. And I thought it was really interesting. But hey, Tony, I'm going to move on. Well, go ahead.
Well, sir, can I get in one last point here before you go?
Yes, sir. Go ahead.
About 8 or 9 months ago, I called your show and told you that Bill and Hillary Clinton were involved with selling uranium to the Russians. And your folks hadn't had a chance to look into it at the time, but it's out there now. They are selling uranium to the Russians. And there you go. Thank you, Fern. Your show's fantastic.
Hey, thank you so much. Thank you so much. Taking phone calls for the rest of the broadcast, 1-800-313-9443. We're going to go to Robert in Missouri. Robert, how are you doing tonight, my friend?
Hey, good. Let me get to some stuff. These rabbis that sell these organs, watch some videos over in Israel, Palestine, where they snatch these poor 16 and 17-year-old Palestinian boys and toss them in the vehicles. What do you think they're doing? That's what they're snatching their organs, okay? Palestinian youths, okay, who got more Semitic blood in them than these Ashkenazi Khazar punks that are doing it to them. And so you want to get into the organ trafficking, watch them snatch Palestinian kids right off the streets in modern-day Israel, Palestine, and that's where you'll really get your stomach turned, okay? These poor kids. And then the worldwide ecstasy trade, MDMA, controlled by the Jewish mafia. All your rave kids that like electronic dance music, hey, they're getting that's all being flooded through the Jewish mob. The last caller, I like you, guy. You're an old guy, and you like the show, and that's great. You know, but you're sounding like Alex Jones a little bit. All right, there's levels deeper to this, and what's happened to the black population than what you're saying with Margaret Sanger and so forth and so on. You get back into the founders of the NAACP, Rabbi Stephen Wise, the Warburgs, Jacob Schiff. Guess what? The Jewish mob did this to the black population. You get into the Nation of Islam's book, The Secret Relationship Between Blacks and Jews, and you'll get it. Some of these guys in the black sector of our population finally understand that the massive slave traders were the Ashkenazi and Sephardic Jews, okay? And only a few percentage points of the households in this country ever owned slaves as far as white people, but like a quarter of the Jewish households owned slaves, and they traded in slaves. And you get into how on the Sabbath, the Jewish Sabbath, how all the slave trading blocks happened to be closed. Okay, so you got to realize this is a weaponization by the Jewish mob, the Pharisees, the money changers, and the rest of these guys that have basically turned the black population at the same time of dumbing them down to the point where our cities are complete chaotic environments, but they've also weaponized them against the larger white population. And so you've got to realize this white genocide agenda of the Kosher Nostra. And so, yeah, you talk about Margaret Sanger and the Democrats and so forth and so on, but it goes deeper. It's the Jewish mob, these people that don't consider themselves white, even though 80% of them look white. They've got this tribal kind of mentality to where the first people that they want to extinguish from the earth are whites. And this is why you see the influx of so-called refugees into all of these white countries, whether it be the U.S., Canada, Western Europe, Australia, New Zealand, it doesn't matter. They want to extinguish white majority countries from the earth because basically, if you read the writings of these characters, they view the European, the white European, and the Christian, the ancient Christian, whether it's Catholic or Protestant or Orthodox, they view them as basically their competitor as far as a global hegemony. And so it's a very deep thing, but, you know, and I appreciate your viewpoints, but this thing goes even a couple layers deeper than what you were talking about. And so we have to be sophisticated here. And with Fred's comments, I mean, I was talking to Fred Farron before I ever became a host. And him and I talked off the air. He heard me as a caller. We exchanged phone numbers. Fred, you're on the PhD level, and so are the rest of us here at RBN and a few other networks. But you have to realize the main, you know, group of our people are not ready to worry about fractional reserve banking and the money changers, this Babylonian money magic system. We've got to worry about basically keeping our people alive. This is we're at such a crunch time point right now. It is like imperative that we've got to basically coalesce around our own sector, our own racial brethren, because right now they've got this thing to the point where they're about to drop the entire system on us, and we're going to have to go to street-to-street violence very, very soon as far as many of us are seeing it. So I appreciate your points with the monetary system, these money changers, and how it needs to be changed. But we're reaching bullets flying in the streets, and Europe is even further along than we are. And this is how bad it is. And so we've got a hierarchy of needs here. And I appreciate your knowledge level, Fred, and I'm sure Farron does, but we've got other things right coming at us about to smack us straight in the face to where we've got to face other things first. We've got to keep our knowledge about corporate personhood, the UCC, the 14th Amendment, all the gangsterism that's been imposed on us. But at the same time, we're going to have to almost go to physical battles before that happens and to try to just save our own people. That's to the dire point we are in history, and it's unfortunate. I don't want to fight the other peoples of the planet, but the other peoples of the planet have been so weaponized against us that we don't have a choice, and this is where we are. And I just wanted to get that all out there because we've got to prioritize our needs, and our needs right now are it's about to get ugly and it's about to get real gangster, and you're going to have to we're going to have to gird our loins and you know, be ready for the open crap to hit the fan quick. And I know you feel the same way, Farron. I just wanted to put that out there.
I do. And just a couple of things you remind me of, in case someone doesn't know it. The first 40 years of the NAACP, they didn't even have a black chairman. It was always run by Jews. It was created by Jews. It was run by Jews. And the book, Secret Behind Blacks and Jews, or is it Secrets Between Blacks and Jews? I can't remember. I've got the book. But it actually has in it the newspaper clippings from the 1800s, where there would not be sales of slaves. There wouldn't be an auction on Jewish holidays.
It's called The Secret Relationship Between Blacks and Jews. Yes.
And I mean, you tell people that don't know that, and they, if they will do their homework and find out that's true, it blows their mind, you know. And these are things we need to know to share. Hold on for me, Robert. We're coming up on the last break. We'll talk about it on the other side. You're listening to The Alternative Media Affair and joined by Robert in Missouri. Back in moments.
Do you or someone you know suffer from chest pain, blood pressure, cholesterol, or irregular heartbeat? Are you looking for a more natural solution to overcome these health challenges? You hear the ads all the time. If this stuff's so good, why doesn't my doctor prescribe it? That's easy. Doctors are not trained in natural medicine. Extendivite Heart Tonic does want you to be as healthy as you can be, and it really works. Take Extendivite for 6 months and your doctor will say, I don't know what you're doing, but don't stop. It's working for you. Get the dependability of Extendivite. Just see how you feel in 6 months. A 2 month supply of either capsules or liquid is only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. Call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Roberts & Roberts Brokerage believes that everyone should have some of their assets in investment-grade precious metals. Roberts & Roberts has been a trusted name in precious metals for nearly 40 years. Experienced investors will appreciate our personal service and low prices. If you're new to precious metals, we can help you find the products right for you. Give us a call today at 800-874-9760 or visit us online at rrbi.co. Roberts & Roberts Brokerage, when you're serious about precious metals.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Hi, my name is David Merlin from TakeFromCaesar.us. Income is defined in the tax code. All property is a cost, including labor, according to statute. You're deprived of the provisions of Section 83 whenever you pay an income tax on your compensation. According to Section 83, only the excess over the amount paid is gross income. The government can't so much as provide an interpretation of Section 83 of its own. Get your paradigm shift and understanding today at TakeFromCaesar.us.
We're back on the Alternative Media Fair and in the studio joined by Robert in Missouri. And Robert, you made so many good points there. I don't hardly know where to start, but with the amount of short time we have left in the broadcast, I just wanted to comment what you said about the genocide of the white race. I think that is of the utmost importance to try to get our fellow people in our neighborhood, our family. We've got to get people to recognize what is actually going on and why. I just had someone hand me the book Rules for Revolution, the Alinsky model,
Rules for Radicals, yeah.
And this had troubled them, but they didn't put together that on the very front, you know, Saul Alinsky, he's Jewish. Karl Marx, his picture, they did not know that they were reading a book that was actually, if they knew these characters and where they come from and what they stood for, would really explain to them a lot of the situation, but they didn't know who was Jews and who was not. And then they acted almost in disbelief because I highlighted in here, you know, it's got Abbie Hoffman and all that. So it's just amazing what our people don't know, you know, and it's our job to help them, because only together can we affect change, and people's got to come to grips with the dire straits that we're in. We've only got a couple minutes left. They're yours. If you'd like to tell us anything you got going on, actually tonight where I'm at on your radio broadcast, feel free to do so.
All right. I don't know what's going on with me tomorrow. I might have John Friend on from TheRealistReport.com, who took his website down, and he's kind of doing his own thing right now. But here's the thing. I was working with a girl at the Night Fair, a beautiful white girl, and she's talking about, yeah, well, we're going to go to Europe and travel around in a few months. And I'm like, do you know what's going on in Europe at all about, you know, refugees and the whole nine? She had no clue that basically Europe was on the verge of total civil war and collapse in most of the Western European countries. Unfortunately, this is what we're dealing with. And another coworker, his wife and his kid, they're out running around at the St. Louis Zoo doing Pokemon Go, to where there's mobs of people, to where the zookeepers had to direct these people around and order them around like they were in a gulag or something. I mean, this is the mental illness that we're dealing with in our own sector. These are white people, and to where I'm like, my gosh. We're sitting here worried about white people being extinguished in all of the traditionally white countries. And then one person's over here talking about, yeah, we're going to travel and we're going to go around in Europe. And I'm like, you better watch it. And then another one, a friend of mine, is like, yeah, the wife and the kid are running around the zoo doing this Pokemon Go. And the zookeepers are basically had to order these people around to go find their little characters in this augmented reality. Unfortunately, this is the zombie levels of people that, you know, that we have to interact with on a daily basis. We're worried about the 14th Amendment, fractional reserve banking. We're worried about geopolitics, world government, microchipping, chemtrailing, GMOing us, and I got to interact with people on this level, and it's freaky, and it really is like, my gosh, you know, I think we like to transfer our knowledge and where we are being up to snuff on certain levels onto the general public, and it's just, that's the most dumb thing we can do. They're running outright hoaxes on us that CNN and the rest of these networks, Fox, they're part of the hoax. And then our own people in our own sector still want to go with the narrative half the time that this was a real event. I mean, even people that are half awake to a lot of these issues, when they say somebody was shot over here or there was a terror attack over here, they don't even question it. They just go with the narrative. And so, I mean, we're dealing with screwballs in so many sectors that it's disheartening at the same time, but it's just like this. It's like, what else am I going to do? Are you going to do? Am I going to just curl up in fetal position and become some sort of a chump just because, you know, the lion's share of our people aren't willing to wake up yet? We can't. We have to stay on it. That's all I wanted to say.
Nature's Youth RSF. With your sensible diet and exercise plan, Nature's Youth RSF can help you look and feel better. RSF is an all-natural amino acid supplement that supports your body to naturally increase HGH levels without any synthetic hormones. And elevated HGH levels can contribute to increased energy, improved libido, reduced body fat, and improved exercise capacity. Let's be honest. Who doesn't want to look and feel younger? Visit the newly designed website at naturesyouth.com or call 800-333-6923. That's 800-333-6923 and like them on Facebook and you'll be included in contests and exclusive offers. What a deal. Oh, speaking of deals, my time's about up. 800-333-6923 or naturesyouth.com. Who needs a fountain anyway? Call today.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.